Good evening. Good evening. I'll call this board of directors meeting to order. And before we go into our first item, which is our Pledge of Allegiance, I'd like to welcome Mayor Valerie Imezka from the City of Santa Ana as our new director for the City of Santa Ana. And like to welcome Councilwoman Natalie Meeks from the City of Anaheim. So hopefully they'll enjoy themselves today being their first meeting. And I'm glad that they're here with us. They were both sworn in earlier by Christina Fuller. So that's great. All righty. So with that, our first item is the Pledge of Allegiance. So if you could all please stand and join me in giving the allegiance to our great flag. And we will find a, where there's a flag in your office or home that best suits you. And I will begin with saying, I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands, one nation,
under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all. Great. Thank you all. May be seated, please. And if we could please take the roll.
Okay. Roll call, Director Imezkwa.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Meeks. Director Meeks.
Oh, I'm here.
Thank you.
Hi.
Director Nguyen. Director Nguyen. Looks like she's logging on. Director Rowe.
Here.
Director Sheldon.
Here.
Director Tran.
Here.
Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Nguyen, are you there? Okay, it looks like you have a quorum with 9 directors present.
So, thank you. We're great. I'll now move on to the recognition of 5 years of service for Director Bruce Whitaker from Fullerton. And I've personally had the pleasure to know Bruce for maybe, Bruce, 20 years, you think?
Maybe 30. Actually.
Maybe 30. Yeah, yes. He has served in the city of Fullerton and with our former mayor and County Supervisor Chris Norby and other positions. And, you know, I just know him to be an outstanding elected official who just brings a great perspective of fiscal restraint and just, you know, wise thoughts to anybody that he's a part of. Here at the Orange County Water District, we've been honored that Bruce serves as our representative at SAPA. And in that capacity, he does a great job there. Looking out for the interests of the Orange County Water District as one of the 4 member agencies of SAPA, 5 member agencies of SAPA, excuse me. And, you know, we are so thankful to Bruce, and this is the time for his 5-year celebration and anniversary of being a director. And so we have a pin that we want to present. Normally, we would be in the boardroom and we'd be pinning Bruce and I'd be sticking in his chest and maybe a little blood would be drawn, but not really. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Mike Marcus. And Mike, how do you want us to go forward with the pin? Will just be sent to Bruce, or what do you recommend?
Yes, we will make sure that Director Whitaker receives his pin promptly.
Thank you. And with that, I'll turn the remainder of the recognition over to our general manager, Mike Marcus, for our employee recognition.
Thank you very much, President Sheldon. And what we normally do at this meeting in December is recognize employees with 20 years or greater of service. In January, I will present to all employees 5 years and above their individual pins. But tonight we want to put before the board these special individuals who have spent a substantial part of their career here at the district. And our first recipient with a 20-year pin is Michelle Boyd. And Michelle began working at the district in September of 1984 as a laboratory aide. in the original OCWD lab and was also part of the original water quality department that was created in the early 1990s. Michelle briefly left OCWD and worked for the city of Fountain Valley as a water resource analyst for 7 years before returning to the OCWD water quality department. She has been working as a supervising environmental specialist ever since. In addition to her supervisory duties, Michelle is responsible for planning and coordinating and tracking many of the drinking water compliance monitoring performed at producer sites. Michelle received her Bachelor of Arts degree in social ecology / water science from UC Irvine and holds a Master's of Science degree in environmental policy / planning from Cal State Fullerton. So please join me in congratulating Michelle for her 20 years of service. Congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Would you like to say anything, Michelle? I hate to put you on the spot. You have a very festive background there.
Well, you know, we only get to do that background once a year, so.
Yeah.
I would say that I love working here. Obviously, I worked, 11 years and came back after seven. So it's a great place to work. I love the work that we do. I've never had a day where I've been unhappy to come to work. It's a great culture here. We have great employees, great technology. I just love this place. I boast about it every chance I get. And I will tell you, Mike, that today I had someone from MODOC send me an email. It was not supposed to be sent, but they sent it here because it was a water quality question. And I had to call a gentleman from South County who has served different water than we serve and enjoyed talking to him. And I spent 15 minutes with this gentleman just PRing the water district. So I love every chance I get to do that. I love working here. I just carry a lot of pride. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Michelle. And thank you for your years of service and many more to come. Our next employee is actually a 20 year. My cheat sheet says 30, 20 years for Patrick Versluis. And Pat started at the district as an environmental specialist in December of 2002. That would be 20 years. After earning a bachelor's of environmental science from Oregon State University, he rapidly rose to the water quality department, progressively taking on increased monitoring program management and supervisory responsibilities. Pat has continued his professional development through additional education while at the district, receiving a master's in environmental studies from Cal State Fullerton and a master's in public administration from Cal State Long Beach. He was promoted to his current position as director of water quality in January of 2017, where he oversees the development and implementation of the district's wide-ranging water quality monitoring programs. Pat also serves on the Aqua Water Quality Committee and is the chair of its Safe Drinking Water Subcommittee PFAS work group. I think also, Pat, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you played a little baseball also in the minor leagues for a little while. Is that true?
I was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to Oregon State and then finish my career there. But I was drafted technically. Never played minor league. Correct.
So I almost had it right.
Yeah, you're right there.
Okay. Well, congratulations on your 20 years of service, Pat. And I'd like to give you this opportunity if you'd like to address the board and public.
All right. Well, I'll take a quick opportunity just to note how blessed and fortunate I am and honored I am to have worked for such a great agency for 20 years. I have seen, quite amazing things, amazing employees here at the district from, management down, a lot of just dedicated employees that I'm just honored to work with each and every day. And I look forward to the future that this agency has as everyone, including the board that we're talking to, rises to the challenges I know that we're facing. So it's an honor to be here, and thank you very much.
Okay, thanks very much, Pat. The third recipient of a 20-year pin is Tim Stevens. Now, Tim is not able to be with us this evening, but I do want to go through his bio a little bit. And Tim's the one in the foreground, not Art Tabata in the background. So anyway, Tim Stevens was born in North Dakota and was an industrial mechanic for 21 years before coming to the district. His skills include welding, and fabricating, and he worked on pumps, motors, and pressure cookers. He began working at the district in June of 2002 as a heavy equipment mechanic. He was promoted to his current position as a senior auto and equipment mechanic in 2014. In addition to his mechanic duties, Tim is one of the go-to fabricators at the field headquarters. When a unique solution is required or a vendor's product is inadequate, Tim steps up to fabricate custom and robust parts. In his spare time, Tim enjoys riding and working on his Harley, going to the track to run his race cars, and playing the guitar. So congratulations to Tim on his 20 years of service. And that ends our presentation for this evening, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mike. I'll go here to our agenda. I believe our next item, if Christina could put that back up on the screen. Our next item is the election of officers. Okay, I'm looking. Just want to confirm where I'm at. Okay, great. So this is where, according to our district act, in the even numbered year, in this time of the year, every 2 years, we will select our officers, which are the president and the first vice president and second vice president, and the president becomes the immediate past president. So with that, I would like to open the floor for nominations for the position of president. Are there any directors that would like to make a nomination?
Director Whitaker has his hand raised.
Yes.
Yes, Mr. President. Thank you for your kind comments earlier. I would like to nominate Director Green to be president of OCWD.
Thank you, Director Whitaker. I was going to do that. If I didn't have you go and make that motion, I appreciate it. Is there a second for Director Whitaker's motion?
I'd be happy to second it.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second for Kathy Green to be the new president of the Orange County Water District. Are there any other nominations any directors would like to make? Okay, well, hearing none, I'll close the nominations for president and ask Christina, secretary of the board, to please take the roll.
Roll call, Director Mesqua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Wynn.
Yes.
Director Rowe.
Yes.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Okay. Director Yeo.
Yes.
Okay. That motion carries unanimously 10-0.
Okay. Well, thank you. Congratulations, President Green. And I will ceremonially, I don't know, turn over my clicker, or what should I turn over to you? But you are now taking over to run the meeting and to be president of the Orange County Water District. Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, do we have a motion for first vice president?
Yes, if you don't mind, President Green, I'm gonna just jump in. I would like to nominate Director Bilodeau for first vice president.
Okay, do we have a second?
I would like, this is Director Tran, to second the nomination of Director Bilodeau for first VP.
Okay. Do we have any other nominations? All right, I'm gonna close nominations. We have a first and a second. May we vote?
Roll call, Director Mesqua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Wynn?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay. That motion carries unanimously 10-0.
All right. Do we have a motion for a second vice president?
Director Sheldon?
Thank you, Madam President. Mm-hmm. I would like to nominate Director Van Tran for second vice president.
And I would second the motion.
Okay. Do we have any other motions? Okay, I'll close the nominations. We have a roll call vote.
Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion also carries 10-0.
Okay, next on the agenda is interim reappointment of standing and special committees and agency representatives. Christina, can you send out the list of committees, both in-house and other committees, and can everybody get back to me with their desires in a week, at least 2 weeks?
Certainly.
And I honestly would like your input, because people are always unhappy when they don't say, tell me what they want. I make the assignments and then everybody says, but I wanted, and I can't read minds. So please let me know. Okay, do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
Madam President, I may have a question regarding boards and committees.
Please.
First of all, how many committees there are, and how many can a member or director join as a voting member? Is there a rule or guideline to that?
There is not, but we have 10 directors, and generally the president always tries to divide them up so everybody is on a committee or more. So if you want something, say so. And there will be something that will tell you whether it's first, or you tell me whether it's first, second, third choice, whatever.
Very well, thank you.
And I know that our two new board members and Director Tran are kind of at a disadvantage, in that they might not even know what the committees are. I'm going to assume that all of our contact info is out there. If you have any questions, you can call Christina or myself, and I'll be glad to go through what the committees are. And there are some outside committees, and then there are committees that we have just within our district. So please let me know.
Yeah. President Green, it might be helpful to you. And this is something I can get out to the new directors if they wish, but on pages 10 through 12 of OCWD's rules and procedures, there's a list of all the standing committees. So that might be helpful to the new directors to see what's available.
Perfect. And I'm hoping that Christina will get info out to all the board members, not just the new ones, but all everyone.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
All right. Visitor participation. Do we have anyone who would like to speak? We're listening.
I don't see any hands raised.
I'm not seeing any hands raised. Okay. Then we'll move on to the consent calendar 4 through 18.
I'll move it.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Roll call, Director Amezcua.
Yes, I apologize. I was trying to figure it out on my phone. I apologize.
Thank you. Director Bilodeau?
Yes, and it's great not to be called first for now on. Thank you, Director Amezcua.
Director Green?
I don't know if I should say you're welcome.
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon? Director Sheldon?
I can see him saying yes.
Okay.
But.
Yes, sorry.
Thank you. Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion carries 10-0.
Okay. Moving on to item 19, the update on the Orange County Grand Jury Report, Water in Orange County Needs One Voice. Mike, yes. Are you taking this?
Thank you, Madam President. We have John Kennedy making a presentation on this matter before the board this evening. John.
Thanks, Mike. And Madam President and members of the board, this is something we discussed at the Water Issues Committee last week. And we have some new information and for the board. I also wanted to mention the presentation has been updated from what was in the board packet. So this issue goes back to last June when the Orange County Grand Jury released a report. It was an assessment of the Orange County Wholesale Water Agencies, specifically Orange County Water District and MODOC. And the grand jury reviewed the Water District and MODOC's operations and interviewed many water managers in the county. And the grand jury concluded that OCWD and MODOC should consolidate. And this is actually the third time a grand jury has reviewed this issue and made this type of recommendation. So we formed an ad hoc committee with MODOC. There were three board members of each agency and had three meetings. We're actually up to four meetings now. We had a meeting yesterday that I will talk about. But MODOC did not agree that a consolidation would be beneficial. And so we started an alternative approach where OCWD and MODOC would enter into an agreement to improve coordination and to address some specific issues. So to develop an agreement, first you have to develop some deal points. And so the ad hoc committee that we had discussed and edited some potential deal points at two meetings, and now that's up to three meetings because of the meeting yesterday. But we did not reach a full consensus on all of the deal points. And MODOC's Admin Finance Committee also reviewed the deal points last Wednesday, and they're going to review them again on January 11th. We also wanted to mention we discussed and edited the deal points with the groundwater producers over several meetings. And then we also discussed with the MODOC member agencies these deal points that I'm going to show you later here. But before I get into the proposed deal points, I need to describe what is the structure of MODOC's four Metropolitan Water District directors. And when I discuss this, I might say MWD or MET as an abbreviation for the Metropolitan Water District. But in 2010, MODOC entered into an agreement with its member agencies to structure its four MET board seats as shown here. And Larry Dick and Brett Barbary were MODOC board members, and they were already on the MET board. So they were placed into the two MODOC board member seats that you see there, seat number one and seat number two. And then Jack Foley and Linda Ackerman were also already on the MET board at the time in 2010. And they were assigned what we're calling two at-large appointments, numbers 3 and 4. And then going forward, South Orange County agencies were promised per the agreement that they would get to select a nominee for the seat Jack Foley was in once he left or retired. And then North Orange County agencies, which were part of that group, we were promised that we would get to select a nominee for the seat Linda Ackerman is in once she left or retired. So now moving up to today, 2022, what is the situation? Larry Dick is still a member of the MODOC board, and he is still appointed to the Metropolitan Water District Board. Sat Tamara Bucci was also a MODOC board member and appointed to the MET board, but he did not win his recent reelection. So that seat is now vacant, and MODOC is in the process of filling that seat. South Orange County agencies have selected Dennis Erdman now to represent them. And the South Orange County agencies have actually gone through a selection process twice where they get together and select a nominee and submit it to MODOC. But currently Dennis Erdman is representing South Orange County agencies. And then the other at-large appointment, Linda Ackerman. Linda is still on the MET board. She has not vacated the seat. So the North Orange County agencies have never been able to make their agreed to appointment to the MET board. And then I wanted to also mention that the 2010 agreement we have is now expired. So let's get into the deal points. There's 6 deal points. I'll read them kind of quickly here and you can follow along. First deal point is OCWD and MODOC boards agree to work collaboratively so that OCWD can designate a representative that will serve on the MET board. To accomplish this, they further agree that OCWD board shall nominate its designee subject to ratification by a simple majority of the MODOC North County member agencies as one of MODOC's appointed MET directors, and the recommended designee shall be appointed by the MODOC board in accordance with the objective criteria contained within section 1500 of its administrative code. The second deal point, MODOC and OCWD will jointly advocate for the organization of a groundwater committee at the Metropolitan Water District. The next deal points, MODOC and OCWD staff will work together on the development of a new South County emergency water supply program as that was requested by MODOC. When needed, MODOC and OCWD staffs shall hold a common joint member agency producers meeting to improve cross communication among the various staffs and agencies. Another deal point requested by MODOC. MODOC and OCWD staff will commit to participate and provide all necessary information for regional studies and or plans. Another MODOC request. And then finally, neither OCWD nor MODOC will pursue any consolidation efforts as long as the agreement is in place. So we took these deal points and we sent them out to the 17 MODOC North Orange County agencies to get their opinion of what they thought about the deal points. And we asked people to vote yes or no, do you like them or not? And we had 11 agencies approve the deal points, 5 agencies objected, and then there was one agency that did not respond. So we had pretty good approval of the deal points there. And then I just wanted to mention the 3 cities, Anaheim, Fullerton, and Santa Ana, are not MODOC member agencies, so they were excluded from our survey. So I wanted to talk about why is this so important to the Orange County Water District? Why do we want to have good relations with the Metropolitan Water District and more access to the Metropolitan Water District? Currently right now, we have to work through MODOC whenever we want to deal with MET. And so I have a summary here of some of the large programs we have with the Metropolitan Water District that can, and these programs can really impact our finances and our operations. The first program is we allow MWD to store up to 66,000 acre feet of water in our basin. So there could be years where they're putting water into their storage account or years when they're taking it out. And that has a big impact on how we operate the groundwater basin and our finances. We typically buy 50 to 60,000 acre feet of untreated water from MWD, recharge that into our groundwater basin. That can take half a year easily to get all that water into our groundwater basin. And it has a cost of over $40 million. The third point here is we have a program where Metropolitan can pre-deliver up to 100,000 acre feet of water to us. And this would be a year when Metropolitan has a lot of excess imported water. And they would say, hey, OCWD, how about we deliver this water to you now? And then they give us up to 5 years to pay for it. So another program with a big impact on how we have to recharge all that water, and then another big impact to our finances on how we pay for it. We potentially could get involved in the Metropolitan Pure Water Project. This is the project in City of Carson. Metropolitan has us listed as a future phase where they might want us to buy 30 to 50,000 acre feet per year of recycled water. And this would be a commitment where you had to buy the water every year. And then finally, the Metropolitan Water District is involved in the SARCUP storage program. This is where we're storing water all over the Santa Ana River watershed and another big program. So because of these types of programs, you know, we need to have very good working relationships with the MET staff, with the MET operating staff, with the senior MET staff up in LA. Changes to these programs often get discussed at MET, and we just think we should be having a seat at that table, and we should be in the middle of any discussions like that. And then I want to talk about kind of how things used to be. Previously, and this is going back 10, 15, 20 years, previously we used to have really good interaction with MET. We had really good access to MET, and we could coordinate very closely with them. And this came out of a 1986 resolution to improve OCWD, MODOC, and MET access and coordination. And that resolution really worked well. We actually had one of our directors on the MET board from 96 to 2005. I remember we had an employee who actually worked at MET for a few days a week during the summer of 1995. We were always invited to MET meetings to participate. However, that has all changed over the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, to where we are no longer invited to participate in MET meetings and work directly with the MET staff. We're no longer invited to MET monthly meetings or to participate in special MET workshops. And the MET staff has been told not to directly communicate with OCWD, but always directly go through MODOC. So talking about the deal points, and we had another meeting yesterday with our ad hoc committee. And 2.5 hours, a lot of good discussion. And we still have some remaining issues. We have not agreed both sides to the deal points. One of the remaining issues is just to come up with a term of agreement. How long will this agreement be for? I think we'll be able to resolve that. Another big issue is how much discretion does MODOC have to not approve an Orange County Water District nominee? You know, if we go through a process to pick somebody, and then the MODOC North Orange County agencies will have to give an up or down vote to whoever we pick. And assuming they agree to who we pick, and then we submit that to MODOC, you know, we would like that person approved to sit on the Met board. But we're discussing now exactly how much discretion MODOC would have to vote yes or no on our selection, on our nominee. Another big item is implementation. And under the first scenario is something we prefer, is after we did get an agreement approved, then we would want to be able to nominate a director to the Met board within 60 days. And it would be up to MODOC to decide, you know, which board or which seat we would have up at Met. MODOC has four, as I mentioned. And but we would like to, you know, immediately get somebody up on the Met board. But MODOC is pushing scenario two, where there would really not be a date. It'd be sometime out in the future, whenever one of the existing seats became available, perhaps at that time, depending on what seat it was, MODOC would allow us to nominate a director and then have somebody up at the Met board. But there's no time certainty to the way MODOC would like this still to be put together. The last remaining issue is we might need to change the OCWD Act to allow an OCWD board member to sit on the Met board. And our legal counsel can explain this further if a board member would like that. But the state attorney general came out in around 2006 with an opinion that basically says a member of our board cannot be a member of the Metropolitan Water District Board because it would be deemed an incompatibility of office issue. And so we think we can pass some state legislation to get around that. But currently at the moment, MODOC would not allow a member of our board or our general manager to sit on the Met board. So that's still another issue out there. So with that, I'll get to the recommendation.
Yeah, John, before you get to the recommendation, I just like to put a little context on the issue, particularly for our new directors. The grand jury came out with this report, as John mentioned. It recommended moving forward with consolidation between the two wholesalers in the county, Orange County Water District for groundwater, MODOC for Met Water. MODOC board responded to the report saying they didn't feel that it should be studied any further. Our board responded that they felt that it should be responded further. As a result, we're up next year for our MSR review at LAFCO. We met with LAFCO and we told them that we would be interested in looking at a John, the terms are escaping me now.
Focused
MSR. Thank you. My apologies. And in the focused EIR or MSR, take a look at consolidating the water agencies. And when we met with MODOC, they didn't necessarily feel that we should move forward at LAFCO. We offered as an alternative these deal points. If we can come to an agreement on these deal points, then we would agree not to move forward at LAFCO with any consolidation. And if you had to kind of pay careful attention, the main issue, I believe, with our board is being able to have that that OCWD should have the ability to have one of the MODOC appointees to the Met board controlled by OCWD. So if they can come to that agreement, that's really the crux of it. And as John went through in his presentation, and hopefully you saw, there's been all sorts of issues that we've had with MODOC over the years. And we really feel that we need to have our voice heard. And the way in which we are able to have our voice heard is to be able to have one of those MODOC appointees to the Met board. So Hopefully I didn't confuse things any further, but I just wanted to make those comments before John went to the recommendation.
Okay, so I mentioned we talked about this with the Water Issues Committee last week. And at that time, the committee approved the deal points for a possible agreement with MODOC, and said bring it to tonight's board meeting for final approval. But given our meeting yesterday with the MODOC ad hoc committee, we would like to make a new staff recommendation where we would like to have a little more time to go through what we discussed with MODOC yesterday and potentially modify the deal points and bring back modified deal points to the board on January 4th. So we're asking the board to not really make a decision tonight, but we would come back on January 4th with some potentially modified deal points for the board's consideration.
So we did feel that there was a need to have additional specificity to the deal points. So we will be adding to the original deal points and adding probably four additional points based on the discussion, as John said, that we had with the ad hoc committee yesterday. And the plan would be to work on those over the next week and a half or so, and then bring them back to the board at its first meeting in January.
So staff can answer any questions.
Director Rowe?
Yes, thank you for the presentation, John, Mike. I think this is a good time to address these deal points. My experience is it's good to have regular positive communication with the group of people that we have at MODOC and OCWD, like every 2 weeks. Once you don't meet, you know, much more, you know, a month at the most. But if you meet less than that, it gets to be what I call internal feedback, where things in each camp can get wild. So I agree that we need to meet more regularly with the MODOC, OCWD, and also MET staff. You're calling these deal points. I'm just wondering if you have another term for this, like a peace agreement. Have you defined something like that for this?
Well, I think once we'd agree on these deal points, what we do is we'd create a formalized agreement that would have even more specificity. That's where we let the lawyers in on it and we create the agreement. This is kind of the framework, if you will, for that agreement, future agreement.
One last question. One attorney about 10 years ago said that there's incompatibility of office. Maybe you could ask the new attorney general, what does he think? If he says the same thing, then so be it. We have to make a change in our act. But if he says, never mind you guys, then we don't have to do that. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm not seeing any other hand. Oh, Director Tran?
Yes. This is the third, according to the report, this is the third year that the jury, grand jury, recommended consolidation or issues to be resolved between the two agencies. What has been done at the board level between the two respective boards to try to reconcile on some of these issues, whether they're deal points or any other holistic issues that needs to be resolved? You know, I'm surprised that there are neighbors physically, and I'm not even sure whether we have any regular communication with the staff as well as the board members with MODOC. So can the staff provide me with some background information as to the types of contacts or the number of contacts, whether they're substantive or even social, that we've reached out or vice versa on their part to try to have a meeting of the minds on some of these issues. This is the third year, so I'm not sure why we're not making any movements, if at all, on some of these relatively basic, but difficult issues to overcome.
They are, and just to be clear, Director Tran, this is the third time in about 15 years. So it happens, it seems, in about 5-year increments.
Okay.
That the grand jury looks at this and comes up with a report and asks it to study. I would say that we do have, the two boards do meet on a quarterly basis, what are called joint planning meetings, which are typically the fourth Wednesday of every third month. So that is an opportunity for the two boards to get together and to discuss matters regarding water policy, water issues, things that OCWD is working on, things that that MODOC is working on. So at the board level, they do have those meetings. Also at the staff level, MODOC does have monthly meetings with their member agencies. So typically John and myself and other staff, if there's pertinent topics, we'll attend those meetings and give our input at those meetings. I would say that we also attend the MODOC board meetings and some of their committee meetings and have input on issues that we feel are important to be able to address their board on what we consider important issues. So those are the types of meetings that we have and the number of meetings that we have on a monthly basis. And then most recently, there have been several ad hoc committees that have been established between the two agencies. There's this ad hoc committee, which is meeting to discuss the most current grand jury report. We have an ad hoc building committee as well. Those are the main meetings I would say that we have on a fairly regular basis.
I appreciate that, Mr. Marcus. I appreciate the interaction between the two boards as well as at the senior staff level. Having said that, I mean, there's a list of things outstanding and pending that needs to be addressed. And I suspect that these pending issues have been long running. And with all these meetings that you've delineated, listed throughout the years or months or every quarter or whatever, specifically, have any of these issues been addressed? And if already, why are we not making any movements or vice versa on the other side as well? And what new approach or what methods do we need to improve our interaction with MODOC so that we can get the necessary results that we need?
That's a very good question. And I think what we have done is that there has been an attempt on both sides, I would say, within the last year. I see Director Seckel has his hand raised and is going to give some comments to the board. But I think from their point of view that, and from really both points of view, we're staff to staff, we're trying to work more collaboratively together. I think that there are a couple directors on the MODOC board that wish the same thing. So I think that there is an ongoing attempt to try to improve those relations. And I think this would be a very good topic at the next joint planning meeting, just to be able to have the conversation on how can the two boards and staffs work together more collaboratively.
Thank you.
Director Whitaker.
Thank you, Madam President. I had expressed some concerns initially with with working in the direction of a merger, but I have benefited greatly from the longer history as relates between our two agencies. And I didn't fully understand that at times there's been an impediment to direct communications with the larger Met board. And so if there is a way of obtaining that access and not utilizing MODOC as a sort of gatekeeper for our ability to communicate directly with the larger Met board, I can certainly see the value in that. And that's all for me at this point. I'm interested in hearing what Mr. Seckel has to say as well.
Director Seckel?
Thank you, Kathy. I can either do it now or I can wait for at the end after all your other directors have had input. Either way is okay with me. Do you have a preference?
I have no...
Director Sheldon has his hand raised.
You know, Madam Chair, Director Seckel can go ahead. It's fine. He had his hand up for a while. I just turned mine on.
Okay.
President Green, thank you for the opportunity to be recognized and speak tonight. I'm not officially here. I'm actually on standby to go pick up my wife when she calls. But I have been listening in. And for those who don't know me, Carl Seckel, I was a staff member at MODOC for 37 years. I've been on the MODOC board for 2 years. And as Mike mentioned, there are some directors that are at MODOC who are interested in improving the relations to the two organizations. As a staff member, I saw the discord that was created and had developed over some time. One of the reasons I ran for the MODOC board was to help with this situation. So it's kind of fallen in my lap to be a spokesperson on behalf of MODOC for this, although I'm not authorized by the board to speak tonight. So I'll give you some of my personal observations. John's report was pretty well comprehensive, with the exception, I think it leaves the impression that we have actively blocked OCWD from engaging with Met, attending Met meetings. Some of the Met meetings are not our meetings, they are Met meetings, but we have an open invitation specifically on any issue, anytime, anywhere that OCWD directors or staff want to approach Met on any issue, we will help them and go with them. Now that may be viewed as being a gatekeeper, but besides OCWD at Metropolitan, we represent 27 other agencies in Orange County on Met. And so there needs to be some semblance of who gets to go to meetings and those sorts of things. The other issue with the proposed new deal points is, in order to gain certainty over when OCWD would get that North County seat and get the right to nominate for that seat, it would require us to remove one of our two current Met directors from their positions. And we have discussed with them, neither one of those two existing Met directors are interested in giving up their seat. Two come from our board by policy. Two are at large. The one at large is the South County seat. The next one at large will be the North Orange County seat. So there will be time when that will occur. Just to be full disclosure for this board, and if you're not aware, we do have a current seat from our board that is open. I have put my name in the ring to become that Met director from the MODOC board, so I would be on the MODOC board and the Met board if I am confirmed, which requires an appointment and approval by our board. I will make a personal a personal goal of mine prior to OCWD getting official approval to appoint a Met director, that I would volunteer to act in my behalf if I'm approved to help OCWD in any manner they believe they that could benefit them in that interim period until such time as they get a to appoint a full director. The other issue that was not fully discussed tonight, and I don't want to go into it tonight, but I think it would make a great discussion at the Joint Planning Committee, is the amount of institutional obstacles that are involved in combining the two agencies. We have different functions. B, should we coordinate? Certainly we should coordinate and work together to improve reliability for Orange County. But there are other issues, and the big one that's a financial hit is that we're a CalPERS member. So in order to get us and our staff out of CalPERS and into the OCWD organization costs a lot of money, or to get OCWD out of its current retirement program and into CalPERS would require a lot of money. That's only one of the many institutional issues that makes consolidation difficult, and that's why we've moved to this plan B, which is how to work more collaboratively between the two agencies. So that's what's on the agenda table right now. And once again, I'd be happy to address you all individually at any time on this matter, and anybody who wants to call me and talk over these issues, I'm more than welcome to do so. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Director Secco, can I ask two clarifying questions?
Sure.
One, how long has it been since the North County got a got to nominate a representative?
In accordance, so let's go back. Wes Bannister was on the OCWD board and was appointed by MODOC. He was concurrently on the Met board and the OCWD board for a number of years. That was prior to the incompatibility of office issue. We also had Don Owen, who was, I always thought of, those who knew Don, whether he was an OCWD rep or not, he was the general manager at OCWD for a number of years and certainly knew the organization. He was a Met rep from Coastal when MODOC and Coastal combined. He was also one of our Met directors at that time. That settlement agreement that was arrived at in 2010 is the one that where we agreed to set aside two of our four Met directors. If you go back in history, at one point we had six metropolitan directors when the Met board was 53. Now we only have four directors when the Met board is made up of 37. And so 2010 is when we agreed to that the two at-large seats would be designated one south and one north. By agreement, the first vacancy was deemed to be the south. That was upon Jack Foley's actual passing away and removal from the Met board by that process. That's when the South County got to make their first nomination and appointment. That was Larry McKinney. Larry McKinney left the area recently. More recently, Dennis Erdman was selected by South County to fill that seat. So once it's designated South, it remains South and it remains filled until such time as it gets open again, and then the South would nominate. That's the same way the North would work, but the North seat, which is the Linda Ackerman seat, has never been vacated. So in order to vacate that seat now, we'd have to remove Linda. And my belief is there's not the appetite on the board to do that. She's a very good representative. We like how she's been doing. And Met directors serve at the pleasure of the MODOC board. So it's until they're removed or they resign.
And both of the directors now live in South County, though. And can you explain that? This was yesterday was first.
I know it was a bit mind numbing. I went through this a number of times in the meeting yesterday. So we think of north and south director appointments, the person doesn't actually have to live in the north and the south. It's who makes up the group of agencies that are appointing that director. So the South County agencies, I believe there are nine, South County would nominate to MODOC, and then MODOC makes the appointment. We've done that two times with the South agencies. There are, I believe, 17 North County agencies. Those agencies would nominate to MODOC, and we would appoint the North County seat. But once again, that person does not have to live in North County. It's just a designation by virtue of that 2010 agreement where we had two on our board and two at large. We designated one at large to be South, one at large to be North. The appointment for the North has never come up. So it is a valid point that you can say North County has been waiting for 10 years. It's because Linda Ackerman has had that seat for more than 10 years, and she's happy doing what she's doing, and we're happy with her. Thanks. I hope that helps.
Okay. I just wanted clarification, some of which I got yesterday for the first time.
Sorry, it's confusing.
Director Sheldon?
Thank you, Madam President. So I don't know where to start. I almost think we should maybe do a study session to go over all this information. I'll just try to give some big picture things. And first, Director Tran, I just want to comment that as to the inner workings, I think the board members, many of them do have good working relationships on both boards. In addition to what Mike Marcus mentioned, we also co-sponsor the Orange County Water Summit together and have done that for over a decade. I think we're coming on our 50th anniversary. And that's something that Jeff Thomas and I have worked on together. It was my idea, but I had MODOC join us. So we do have a lot of things that work together on. Carl Steckel and I, though, I think we may disagree on more than one thing and not quite strongly, but I think we both, I respect Carl, and I believe he respects my views, and we have a good opportunity talking. So it's not necessarily a board issue. I perceive this problem having really started more with the change of staff in MODOC more about a decade ago, maybe a little less, 8 years ago. And so I think that's part of the origin of that. And just some more questions that you'd had. The second grand jury report, which I want to say came out like in May 2008, 9, 10. And there was one or two meetings, and it really didn't go much further than that. And I think this has really gone the furthest, just because we've seen there really is a need to have a significant, meaningful role at MET in light of everything that the Orange County Water District has going on in the county. We really do need to be up there as a seat at the table. And I know Carl's gonna, look out for us somewhat, and I appreciate that. And he and I have talked about that, and I accept that. And I believe he's very genuine, but I think we ourselves need that. And if you were to put together this government organization, with just a blank canvas, I don't think you'd create two separate agencies. You'd find a way to make it one, because there are some overlaps. And the mission of imported water, which is MODOC as a part of MET, has we find that very important, very serious. Everyone here is concerned about the Delta and the 5% allocation we're getting. We're concerned about the Colorado River, so we all absolutely share that. And but with that, and we can help that, and we think also in light of all the issues we have going on. And there are so many nuances here. I mean, Carl brought up this CalPERS issue, which there's the buyout, and that's an issue. But I've repeatedly brought up, when that's brought up, that it's not the gross, it's the net. We have a very similar overlapping tax base. So if there's hypothetically 10 million or 100 million owed as a part of the CalPERS for the employees, the tax base has to pay that one way or another. What I'm looking for, what's the cost to exit? What's the net? Would it be a couple million, 10%? What would really cost us to leave that entity. That's really the number, not the big number that's owed. I think that's an exaggeration and done to undermine these efforts. So I that's the kind of specificity of the conversation that we've been trying to have. And frankly, to have a lot of meetings and a lot of staff time, and now to learn, you know, that, you know, okay, we have a deal done, but you really can't have the seat until Director Ackerman decides to leave. And I have tremendous respect for Director Ackerman. We all know Linda Ackerman. I know you do, Director Tran. I do. I knew Dick Ackerman when he was the mayor of Fullerton decades ago. And so I starting this off, I never wanted to make this the Linda Ackerman seat. I felt it was the next seat that became available, which there is one available and Carl wants it. And I think that should be up for discussion because it's the next seat available. And that's just how these chips have gone. So there's more and more information. We'll probably need a study session or something to get folks up to date on all the nuances. But I think at the end of the day, it's our constituents, our joint constituents. I offered to MODOC that none of the directors would be out of a position. We could grow the boards and we could then reduce the boards over time. No one would get hurt. It would be better. And that we would save millions of dollars in this time of drought. We would serve our constituents better. We would be more efficient. The OCWD would certainly be benefited from being up and met. And I think overall, the ratepayers would be the ones that would benefit. So those are the thoughts. I'm going to stop. I can go on for a lot longer. And I'll turn this back over to the president. Thank you.
Director Rowe?
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Steve. I agree with a lot of your comments. There's a lot of questions that I have, but how we can't get through some of these issues. And Carl, thank you for explaining what the, I guess, procedures are for MODOC with appointments to the board. I like to share, I've been going to all the Met committee meetings for the last 4 years every month, and I go to all the MODOC board meetings, so I'm familiar with this issue. I think Linda Ackerman does a fantastic job representing MODOC in Orange County. I think there's an opportunity for with this agreement, deal points, is that we get the groundwater committee going through MET and MODOC's advancing this issue. They would do a lot of good, and we can help influence the committee through MODOC. I like to point out that Bill Mills, 25 years ago, started the Association of Groundwater Agencies, all the local groundwater agencies, that they used to meet once a month, but they've kind of gone to high activity when Bill Mills was around to low activity. There's still the opportunity for OCWD to help lead the other groundwater agencies in advancing our groundwater committee issues that come up with MET. It's important for us and for other agencies to, I'd say, work on these groundwater issues with MET. Thank you.
I'm not seeing any other hands. Okay, what is the pleasure of the board?
I'll move, Madam President, if I may.
Uh-huh. I'll second.
To thank you, Director Rook, to continue the item to January 4th, pursuant to the new staff recommendation.
Yes. Okay.
All right. May we have a roll call vote?
Okay. Roll call. Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Rowe?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo? Director Yeo? Okay, that motion carries 9-0 with Director Yeo absent.
Okay, moving on to the Association of California Water Agencies Joint Power Insurance Authority, the President's special recognition award?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. I thought the board might find it interesting that We received a President's Special Recognition Award from Aqua JPIA. And one was for achieving a low ratio of paid claims and case reserves in the property program, and the other was for the same in the liability program. So I think this just shows that, and this was for a three-year period from October of 2018 through September of 2021. So there again, I think this reflects the district's keen awareness of the value of safety and, you know, a tribute to staff and the board as well. So there again, there's no fake check tonight, but we do have this recognition, and we appreciate it.
Yes. As Aqua Vice President, I also serve on the JPIA Executive Board, and I was very, very proud when this was announced.
Yeah.
So congratulations to the staff. All right, water resources summary?
Yes, Madam President, the information is contained in the packet. Be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, SAPA?
Yes, Madam President, thank you. At yesterday morning's SAPA Commission meeting, following receipt of a legislative report from Michael Bacadoro and Beth Olhasso of West Coast Advisors, the Commission received, reviewed, and accepted the comprehensive annual financial report for fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022, the CAFR. We also acted to authorize an amount not to exceed just under $340,000 with West Yost to assist the Basin Monitoring Task Force to implement the ambient water quality pilot study for TDS and nitrogen. We also, one additional action, we directed our general manager, Jeff Mosier, to prepare bid documents for improvements to the SAPA building lobby, including improvements to update ADA requirements. We expect that to be in the neighborhood of $250,000. And that is all, unless there are any questions.
No. Thank you very much for your great report. Moving on to the committee conference meeting reports. ComLedge, Chair Bilodeau.
I believe the meeting minutes are contained in the packet.
Okay. Water issues. I am the chair of that, and all the information is contained in the packet. Admin Finance Issues Committee, Vice Chair Yeo.
Yes, the information is contained tonight's agenda packet.
Okay. Do we have any reports on committees, conference meetings attended at district expense at which a quorum of the board was present? Not seeing any hands raised. All right, we'll move on. President's report. I have no report. Steve, did you have anything you wanted to say?
No, I do, but under just director comments, I want to welcome Director Tran to a second meeting and our two new directors. It's a little, I don't know, embarrassing is the right word, but there's a little drama going on this issue, which I think is important. I'm sure, you know, that happens in every city council. So every family. So we certainly have a little bit of it over here, but not too much though. I think we are very congenial, and we work together, and our mission is just providing reliable water supply to Orange County. So, but we do, this is one of those ones that we have to address and take notice of.
Okay.
And my only other comment while I'm jumping is, of course, Kathy, if you wanted to mention the swearing in at Metropolitan Water District of the new chair, Donna Ortega, in the event, the evening before swearing in is on January 10th, and the event is January the 9th. Anyone wants to carpool or MetroLink, we can certainly find a way to organize that through our board secretary. Thank you.
And I would like to welcome our two newest board members. I think you will enjoy your time on OCWD, and we certainly welcome you. And I'd also like to wish everyone happy holidays. General Manager?
Well, I'm going to pile on. I would like to congratulate and welcome Directors Meeks and Amezcua to the board, to the first meeting. Staff will be contacting you very shortly to schedule an orientation. So we look forward to seeing you then and to giving you a little bit more briefing on the Orange County Water District, who we are, what we do. And then also I'd like to congratulate President Green, First Vice President Bilodeau, and Second Vice President Tran on their appointments this evening to the executive branch of the Water District, I guess. So that ends my report, Madam President.
All right, General Counsel.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Just one thing. We have one closed session this evening, and it is pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.8 for a conference of real property negotiators to discuss real property located west of Imperial Highway, north of the Riverside Freeway, at APN 358-29101. OCWD's negotiator is Bruce Dozier, with the items to be discussed are price and terms. So with that, I recommend we recess to closed session.
And just for the benefit of the new directors, just stay online and the board secretary will clear the virtual room.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. Council?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. We've returned from closed session to discuss real property negotiations, and there are no reportable items.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, everyone. We are adjourned.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.